Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app and take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
You're listening to Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We got the grab bag and clip du jour coming your way. But as promised, here's the head coach of the New England Patriots, Mike Vrabel.
That's the last one.
Okay, I thought I heard there was one more question in there. Anyway, some interesting stuff to sink our teeth into from Vrabel, starting with Gonzalez.
Of course. Keith. Yeah, right off the rip about Gonzalez. The plan is...
Hang on, did you just wink at me?
Yeah, that was a weird one, too.
Oh, you weren't winking at me?
He and Phil flirting again?
Yeah, well.
Because you know what they say is, you know, when you're really mean to like a girl, you actually really like her.
Yes.
And so when he called Phil a stupid moron during camp, I wonder if he actually really liked Phil. And then now he thought maybe Phil was winking at him. What if Phil was like, yeah.
Yeah, I did.
I did wink at you.
I wasn't. No one else was supposed to see that.
That was supposed to be our little secret. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
so, yeah, another odd little back and forth there between those two, which maybe there's more to unpack.
Well,
but
just maybe Vrabel's trying to do anything than talk about Gonzalez. So let's talk about Phil winking at me.
Did you wink at me?
Yeah.
Nope. All right. Well, I thought maybe you did.
Okay. What do you got? An eyelash on your face there?
I blinked.
Hey, let me. Hey, you got an eyelash?
Yeah.
Put this big mitt on Phil. Hey, got an eyelash.
Let me get that.
Take a wish.
It's like, what? I'm very uncomfortable. But Gonzalez, I read that as the plan is for him to play this week.
The plan is for him to ramp up.
Yep.
I made the decision at the end of last week that he needed more time. Felt he probably needed a little bit more time, probably be ready to go, excited to see him practice today.
But the way Karen sort of ended the question, too, because she had asked it, is sort of like, is the plan to, like, ramp up his reps this week for him to play? And she's like, that's the plan. So I read it as that. That's the plan. So if he doesn't, something happened to the plan. Also,
plan is he should be out there. I don't know what his plan is, but that's our plan.
He's also taking accountability, saying he made the decision to not play him last week to protect the player.
Mm-hmm.
So
do you believe that?
Well, I don't know if he solely made that decision. No, I think that was a collective.
I don't believe that at all. And now look, I could be wrong. I've been wrong a million times. I don't believe at all that Vrabel made the call. Like, Gonzalez is chomping at the bit. Let's save him from himself. He's not ready to go.
It doesn't seem like that.
I don't believe that at all.
No, it doesn't seem like that's
not
the
even
case
close.
For him.
Gonzalez is like wishy washy about it. So he's like, fine, whatever. Take another week. That's how I bet it went down.
Yeah, maybe.
He was asked a follow up about the impact Gonzalez can make. He told Tom Curran that we need all our best players out there. Need to try and get everybody out there when we can. Hopefully, he progresses throughout the week and gets back out there. So again,
it's not
the plan is he's out there. No. Hopefully he progresses and he's back out there, but there's nothing definitive there, correct?
No. So it'll be another wait and see approach. My guess would be we find out he's limited today, limited tomorrow, maybe limited on Friday, and questionable going into the weekend.
If he doesn't get in a full practice, we'll know the answer by the time the game rolls around, obviously, but if he's limited, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, he's probably not playing.
It leaves it.
If he doesn't get in a full session, that gives him an out to not be out there, and I bet he won't be out there.
Ugh.
So watch the injury reports
for sure.
All week long.
Uh-huh.
Did anything else jump out to you? There were two others that interested me.
Dirty kicks.
Oh, you like the dirty kicks.
The dirty kick kind of caught me off guard. But
nice.
No, but he did sort
Those
of.
Those were not on our cereals list yesterday.
No, we didn't have dirty kicks.
We had regular kicks,
yep.
Not dirty kicks.
Regular kicks, which I thought would go in the trash. No, but
mothers,
very high.
Mothers in the 80s were worried about dirty kicks. They were passing around dirty kicks at the school.
That's
worried
true.
About that.
No,
yeah.
This was. No, but he just talked. It was just like a special teams question, but he was just sort of getting into that a little bit.
Dirty kicks.
Dirty kicks.
He
Captain
said,
Chisholm.
He said about Chisholm yeah. Is my decision. It's another one he took credit for. We can only take five, which I was like,
oh, that's not really the case. But
I don't agree with that either.
that's what you chose. Well,
first of
you
all,
chose to do five.
First of all, I have easy math: subtract one, pop, and add the other.
Right.
But two, there's lots of crappy players you can sit down and put a sixth receiver on the team if you want to. But I thought it was interesting he said that we can only take five, and then he said that can change every week. We'll evaluate. That
door's open for that
this week. You think that sounds
well,
to me
yeah.
like we're not see that to me sounded like. We're still evaluating it, and maybe after this game, I think if Chisholm were going to be a part of the, maybe he's playing coy, but that was like, we'll talk about that later on in the year. Right now, only taking five, and we have our five.
Yeah,
that's how it sounded to me.
No, true, but even if Chisholm takes Pop's spot on the active roster, it doesn't mean he gets more than two reps.
No, so
Kyle Williams could get more reps.
So I actually think that's what they should do. I think they cut Pop Douglas, but whatever, make him inactive.
Uh-huh.
And then Chisholm takes a spot on the roster, but I wouldn't have Chisholm more involved than Kyle Williams or than Steph Diggs or
Booty Hollins, Diggs should all play more. Kyle Williams should go more. And because you could honestly.
Chisholm would be fifth. I wouldn't just have him taking Pop's snaps. I'd give more snaps to Diggs. And if anybody needs more out of the two rookie players, I'd give him to Kyle Williams. Chisholm would get a uniform,
right.
And he would get to dress, and he would technically be active, but I wouldn't
Doesn't
have him on
plays.
The field.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's why I think, Pop Douglas, even before he didn't know how to pick up a first down and laughed about it after the game, he barely played against Miami.
It's true.
So, he had a bunch of snaps taken away from him from week
one
to week two.
So, he already isn't a run game player.
No.
That was the excuse we got when he barely played against Miami.
Yeah.
It's like, well, they were running a lot. Okay, so you already don't do that.
He can't block. He has no chemistry with Drake May. He's not a deep threat. What does he do? What is he, the idea?
Doesn't know where the sticks are.
No.
Laughs it off after the game.
So,
that's his contribution in the passing game. He has no contribution in the run game.
See, I also think the idea of Pop Douglas is better than the actual what we've seen on the field, Pop Douglas, because you got to remember, when he was on the team and made a couple plays the last couple of years, they had the worst receiving room in the league both years. So, you could make the same case about Kayshon Booty, but he's actually shown signs of getting better each year, even each week, whereas you didn't have Steph Diggs or Matt Collins or even the upshot of Kyle Williams before. So Pop Douglas should not be guaranteed anything, and we're both ready to say goodbye to him, but at the very least, they should at least say goodbye to his playing time.
You think there's anything to Taylor Kyle saying he's short and that's a problem for Drake May?
That's a good take.
That's kind of what Curran said. I now hear what Curran said differently.
Because when he misses, he misses high a lot. Although there was, he did one hop Pop Douglas on a throw too. So.
But Curran said he has C-grade accuracy, and I just took that as a shot at Drake. I didn't really think about what he was saying in context of the answer.
Yeah, what's the catch radius, if you will, for Pop Douglas? Probably not very big.
And Diggs isn't huge.
No,
but he's bigger than that.
And he catches everything.
Hollins and Booty are bigger than that. So
Hunter Henry, he was throwing
to a lot. Well, we saw it show up on the second would be interception. Pop Douglas barely put his hand up, didn't make an effort for the ball, and it was over his head.
True.
Right.
The only other thing that jumped out to me, I think it was Callahan asked him about a timeline for success. Hey, when can we start expecting some results?
Yeah, how about some wins?
And he goes, I don't know. When it's there, you kind of know it. But don't forget about all the positives, he said.
Yeah, it's been super positive.
The
so far.
Very good winning snaps that we've played.
Yeah.
We just have to eliminate what gets us beat. That's kind of been his line lately. That sounds like it's kind of your job. Your job is to eliminate the crap that gets you beat. To eliminate that, that's you.
27 penalties and 6 turnovers?
Yeah. Don't forget about Keith. You're not remembering the positive snaps, though.
No, were some.
You're not remembering the very good winning snaps that they had. You're forgetting those.
No, I remember. I remember. Ramondre Stevenson had a great catch week two.
When you're 1-2, I don't want to hear about all the winning snaps.
There's been more losing snaps.
That sounds like a big, giant loser mentality.
Yeah.
Or
you know?
Is it because his roster's so young, he has to actually reinforce that they are doing something?
Okay, I don't care. I don't know what it is. Maybe it is that, but that's still loser attitude.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I know you're asking a lot of negative questions over there. Don't forget all the winning snaps now.
Mm.
We had a lot of winning snaps. We didn't win the game.
No, you did not.
I don't care how many winning snaps you had. That's Dan Duquette. How many days are we in first place?
Not
level
good.
Of logic.
Don Sweeney talking about how many 100 points or whatever it is that Cam's
Great
been
one.
Part of.
Great one.
All right. Somebody mentioned, isn't Kyle Williams short? Kyle Williams is short, NFL receiver-wise. No, he's 5'11", but I mean, yeah, that's still 3 inches taller than Pop Douglas.
He's not Pop Douglas listed at 5'8 or 5'9". He might be smaller than that.
No, Williams is significantly taller than Pop.
Let's go to our pal John in the car on Christian Gonzalez. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, Gonzalez has taken the same approach, excuse me, that Jimmy G took and that Mac Jones should take. Jimmy G didn't play in that third game there against Miami, I think it was, because he was hurt. And if you go out there and play hurt and you poop the bed, Jimmy G isn't banking in the offseason. Mac Jones had two exceptional games recently. Two exceptional games. He had to put a brace on in the fourth quarter.
By the way, those were two trash teams, and he wasn't that great last week. But whatever, yeah, fine. Two exceptional games.
And Purdy's back anyway, isn't he?
All right. So the idea, yeah, Mac got hurt again.
Even if he was healthy as an ox, I don't think
after the game, Mac was like, Brock, please take the starting job back.
No, did you see what Mac actually said after the game?
No.
Ricky Pearsall had like some catch off his helmet, and Mac was like, didn't even want to give Pearsall credit for like a great catch. He's like, yeah, I really gunned it in there or something. He's like crediting himself.
Awesome.
So like, I don't miss him.
He's
one
known
bit
for a cannon for an arm.
But great. Now let's just go with that. He's saying the way Mac handled it was like, you know, stupid, and the way Jimmy handled
Gonzalez
it was great.
Gonzalez to be Jimmy Garoppolo?
Christian Gonzalez is in the Jimmy G Mac Jones bucket?
I hope not.
That says everything we need to know right there. Like, that's horrifying.
That. I know.
If that's what we're talking about. And yeah, Jimmy G made a good business decision, but it also told us everything we needed to know about that made a glass loser. Yeesh. Everything we needed to know about him. He had the games wrong. He lit up Miami. I think it was Houston.
And Buffalo.
And then
Brissett
Buffalo
played those two games.
Brissett, they did nothing against Buffalo, but Brissett won the game against Houston. Correct.
Yeah, they had a good game plan against Houston.
Well, I think going into that Buffalo game, Brissett had a torn ligament in his throwing hand. They couldn't throw.
He was more hurt than Garoppolo, but he played.
And he stayed out there and played. Yeah. 617-779-793. If we're comparing him to these...
I don't like that.
Weak baby quarterbacks that they've had over the last handful of years, and Jimmy Garoppolo and Mac Jones, then we are on problem street with Christian Gonzalez. Coming up at 2 o'clock, we got WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And you got the manager of the Red Sox, Alex Cora, at 2:30. Stay tuned for it. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch us, love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch. Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Red Sox magic number is down to 3. They're north of the border once again tonight, Jones, taking on the Toronto Blue Jays. A 7:07 first pitch, 6:07 pregame here on WEEI. It is Garrett Crochet versus Max Scherzer. Still a big name, but Scherzer has an ERA over 5 this year.
Yeah, not great.
Crochet, meanwhile, 17-5 with a 2.69 ERA.
Nice.
Final start before, fingers crossed, the playoffs. Sox are -125 on the money line.
It'd be nice, to mix in a strong start, as you highlighted, or not just because they need the win,
right,
which is the main thing.
Sure.
But he's got a 4.68, so close, ERA in the month of September, and it's really... one great start. You went through this earlier, but it was 7 innings, 10 Ks against the A's. Other than that, Six innings, three runs, Tampa. Six innings, three runs, New York. Then that game against Cleveland. So I'd like another strong start where they get it. They get the win. Magic numbers down to at least two, maybe even where you can clinch tomorrow. And he has a big, strong start under his belt going into the first postseason game, whatever it is, a week from tomorrow, I think.
Other games of note, Tigers-Guardians continue their series in Cleveland tonight. It is Jack Flaherty versus Tanner Bibee. And then the late game, the Houston Astros taking on the Sacramento A's. Hunter Brown, who has been their ace this season, will probably finish third in Cy Young.
Yeah, I think when Nick was going through the odds earlier today, there's only three guys with odds to win it, and he was third after Crochet.
What's his name?
Scooble.
How do you think people will? Is it Trevor Rogers for Baltimore?
Oh, yeah. Does he not have enough innings?
So probably not, but I bet he gets votes because he's been filthy. Yeah. But he has like half the starts that everybody else has. But yeah, the top three are
so
pretty
the Astros
much,
have Brown. I didn't realize they have Brown going tonight. Yeah, so that's So that's another reason why you need Crochet tonight. Yep. You win. Doesn't matter what they do. Magic numbers two. You can clinch as soon as tomorrow.
Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe. Jones and Keefe. Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe. Jones and Keefe. Jones and Keefe, grab bag.
So Tom Brady wears a lot of hats. He is a part owner of the Raiders, part, I guess, offensive coordinator of the Raiders. He is a Fox broadcaster as well. He's also coming out of retirement to play flag football in Saudi Arabia.
Did you hear the number that's getting thrown around for what he's getting paid?
Yeah, he claimed BS because Portnoy said $75 million. And he was like, where are you coming up with that?
Portnoy said $75. Portnoy and Big Cat were offered $10 million. To go sit ringside at like a boxing match or something like that,
and they said no.
They said they wanted 15, and they turned it down. And
wow.
So
they are obviously doing
Portnoy, who's been offered money by the Saudis, and was ready to take it if they hit his number, claims $75 million for Brady. Brady said
no, it's not.
It's not.
It's like $65 million.
What is it? 74? Like what? Oh, it's not 75. Yeah. What is it then? Well, I'd like to know. But anyway, that's not what you're talking about.
No, it's not. Because in addition to all these things, he also has a weekly newsletter.
Is it weekly?
It says, according to a weekly newsletter.
Oh my gosh.
Tom Brady is firing back at people that say it's a conflict of interest and he shouldn't be doing the broadcasting and the owning of the team and all this stuff. And this is one quote. I feel I have a moral and ethical duty to the sport, which is why the point where my roles in it intersect is not actually a point of conflict, despite what the paranoid and distrustful might believe.
So, like, in other words, just trust me. I got suspended for four games. Yeah. Deflating football.
No,
just trust me.
Yeah.
And hey, I am getting this information, but I have a moral and ethical obligation or whatever he said to just do the right. So just trust that I'm going to do. Guys, just trust. I'm Tom Brady. Just trust me. I'm going to do the right thing. I have this information, but I'm not going to use it. That's basically what he's right. Am I interpreting that wrong? What he's saying. Yeah.
Guys, trust me.
Guys, I know what I'm doing.
Everybody who's wrong is paranoid or distrustful.
Yeah.
Like, why would they distrust you? Because they're not with the Raiders.
Yeah.
So every other team is looking for any slight competitive advantage, which again, your team did for 20 years. Not all you, but like your team did.
Gonna see it. The Bears looked pretty good last week, right?
Bears look great.
Brady called that game and sat in on meetings with Bears coaches last week.
Yeah.
And the Raiders play the Bears this week.
You pick the Raiders and the points?
Well, I'm just saying, let's just see how
Raiders
that goes.
The points?
Let's just follow the breadcrumbs on that and see where it goes.
Right. Yeah. Do you subscribe to the newsletter?
I do not.
No.
All right.
All right, it's the final week of the baseball regular season. We probably should have started this on Monday, but it's been a busy week, Jones. So we're going to do it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of this week, okay? Yeah. No, better late than never, I've always said. Two things, 40-40 watch and 30-30 watch. We're talking dongs and swipes.
Okay, good.
Dongs and swipes. So there's still a chance for a 40-40 season.
Hell yeah.
Juan Soto, 42 Long Johnsons, 36 steals.
He's got to get going. He's got to get scooting and scampering.
You can get a single. You draw a walk, which he does a lot.
Oh, he walks all the
time. Steal second and third. You're halfway home.
Mm-hmm.
You have five games to get four steals.
Second and third.
Yeah. And home. Steal first, for all I care. But he's breathing down the neck of a 40-40 season.
Nice.
You're probably wondering, Keith, what about the 30-30 guys?
I was wondering that.
Good news.
Trevor Story's got to be in there.
Pete Crow Armstrong.
He's been on 30-31 since the All-Star break.
Yeah.
What happened to
well,
him?
Well, he's one dong shy.
Okay, good.
He needs like one of the worst players in baseball for the second half.
Blows. Blows.
We were on peak Crow 30-30 watch months ago. He's not there yet?
He's cooled. Okay. And so he needs one more round tripper.
What's
and then
he
have
for swipes?
35. He's good on swipes.
30-35?
He's had 10 swipes in the second half?
He's had 35 swipes. He needs one more round tripper.
Okay.
So hopefully it happens tonight. Fingers crossed on Pete Crow Armstrong.
All right.
Francisco Lindor.
Uh-huh.
Also a dong shy.
Okay.
29-31 currently.
Ooh, nice.
Our guy Trevor Story, who I've always believed in.
Man, so the Mets have a lot at stake. Lindor and Soto better get running. What are you guys doing?
Pete Crow, who they traded away a couple years back.
Good call, yeah.
Trevor Story, 25 home runs, 31 steals. So he's got the steals.
Not getting there.
He's probably not hitting five home runs in the next five games.
The way he's playing defense, he could get to 30-30 with errors. Yeah, he might be able to, the way he's playing defense.
Randy Arozarena, 27 home runs, 28 steals.
No.
Not happening?
No.
Julio Rodriguez, or as I like to call him, Julio Rod,
sure,
has the home runs, 31.
Yep. Oh, good.
He's sitting on 28 swipes.
Oh, check that box.
Two swipes. So most likely to get it. No, it got to be Lindor. He needs one more.
No. Lindor and Julio Rod are going to do it. Yeah. What did Lindor need? Lindor needs a homer.
Lindor needs a home run. That's it.
And Julio Rod needs two swipes?
Yeah.
I'm betting Julio Rod for a steal, right?
You're doing that right now?
Plus money for a steal, yeah.
So obviously Juan Soto's already hit the 30-30 mark, as has Jose Ramirez or Jose Ram.
Jose Ram, yeah.
Corbin Carroll and Jazz Chisholm Jr. Those guys have all already hit 30-30.
Very impressive.
So yeah, it is
How have we not been doing this all week? You're right.
I don't know.
Oversight.
Trip to Garden Grove, smell like
grab bag
inside the van. Oh yeah.
Julio Rod for a steal plus 425.
Oh, you just made some money.
Let's do it. Bet that the next 4 days. That's a lock.
On an interview with Logan Paul, Charlie Sheen claims he's had sex with 47,000 women.
All right. Now, this has been a sizable off-air topic on the show.
I mean, the sickest of the brag. I mean, so 47,000 women, which, first of all, good for them. Good for those ladies.
Yeah, they're also lucky ladies.
Get tested. Yeah. But so 47,000.
Yeah.
He also claims in that interview that he...
This is women or people?
He says women.
Women.
I know there's like a documentary and a book, so people would, I don't know what the number is on people.
It's actually a higher figure.
47,000 women.
Sure.
He also says that he first made love when he was 15.
Okay.
So he's now 60.
Okay.
So 45 years of lovemaking would be what? How do you possibly?
2.8 women a day.
How many?
2.8 women a day.
I think it's more than that.
Three women a day? He's making
for
love
45
to three-
years.
Every day since he was 15.
But like, he's doing an interview, and he's not having sex during that interview, so that's time wasted. He also filmed a ton of movies and TV shows.
Great point.
Which they weren't adult films. They were like Two and a Half Men. He's on there. How many hours did he waste on Two and a Half Men?
Oh, there was a lot of time. A lot of sleeping with the women. Maybe that's what he's doing. He sleep with all those women?
Maybe.
The actresses.
So then he left, slept with three people, and then went back the next day, did it again.
Yeah.
47,000? That's more than Wilt Chamberlain.
Well, we looked it up. Wilt claimed 20,000.
God bless him.
47,000. This is like
it's unseemly.
I need to. You know what I need to see, and maybe I'd shudder it.
What do you need to see?
Actually,
go ahead.
I need proof.
Like I'll take his word.
No, that.
I'll take his word.
Mark Wahlberg gives us like his daily routine. We know he like wakes up, prays, works out.
Oh, Charlie Sheen's daily.
It's like eggs.
Back to the sex. I do a little acting. Back to the sex. A little bit more acting. I read a script. Back to the sex. Charlie Sheen's daily log. You're like, oh my god, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, well, on the Sabbath I rest, of course.
He takes one day off.
Yeah, cheat day.
So Denise Richards probably like, we were married for a very long time.
Because this again is not times. This is women,
not times.
Times.
Women. Even times you'd probably have to
47,000 women. You would need 47,000 of me to get to that number.
I would do it. I haven't met 47,000 people in my life, let alone slept with them all.
That's outrageous.
What a claim, though.
What an absolute
when
I tell you
wild
it's been
claim.
A big off-air topic. It's been a big off-air
topic. We've discussed it quite a bit.
We brought it to air.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah,
too. Good.
37. My girlfriend's grabbed 37 bags
in a row.
47,000
bags.
Is the number actually we're looking for.
Wow.
Good news for Hall of Fame fans, Jones. The Football Hall of Fame has announced their 128 candidates for the Hall of Fame, including first-timers Drew Brees and Larry Fitzgerald.
Sure.
Fitzgerald's going to walk right in.
Fitzgerald should get in. I wouldn't put Brees in, personally.
I wouldn't put him in right away. I'd have to take a look at it. I think he's overrated, but he's probably a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, take some time.
Also on the list, Philip Rivers.
Out.
Alex Smith out. Greg Olsen.
Definitely out. Olsen out.
Jason Witten.
Not in my hall.
Well, I'm a small hall guy myself, but he is. He's got crazy numbers, though. I would actually, you could make a good case for Jason Witten. What about Frank Gore? He was never like the best,
which Hall of Fame is this?
Well, pro Football Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Football Hall of
Fame. No. He was a
Magnum Dom.
He was a stats accumulator. What he was. Yeah, it was Frank's Gore's
The stats are pretty crazy, though. Yeah. It's what he had, but you're no on him.
Frank Gore's number is 47,000 around.
Grab bag.
All right, let's take a look at the best baseball performers from Tuesday, September 23rd. Was it Michael Harris II, 2-for-3, 2 home runs?
Maybe.
Was it Ellie De La Cruz, 3-for-3, a home run, 2 RBI, and a run scored?
No swipes, huh? It's not him.
Was it Teoscar Hernandez, 2-for-4, home run, 3 RBI? Was it Christopher Sanchez, 7 scoreless, 6 Ks? Or was it Randy Vasquez, 7 scoreless? 3 Ks.
Michael Harris was my first option?
Or was it Shohei Ohtani?
Oh.
6 scoreless innings pitched with 8 Ks. No?
I'm going to stick with Michael Harris.
Okay, Michael Harris it is. Michael Harris is a good answer.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, Jones, we have a former Blue Jay, of course, with the Red Sox taking on the Blue Jays. This guy played 12 years in the majors. In addition to the Blue Jays, the Braves, Red Sox, Rays, Pirates, Snakes, Yankees.
Wow, so the whole AL East just about.
Yep,
okay.
He would play a hot corner.
Okay.
He also, I think they stuck him in the outfield a little bit. Let me take a look. Oh, yeah, he played both hot corners.
Played hot and cold corner.
In both corner outfield positions.
Okay.
He was a corner guy. A little bit of DH.
Ed Sprague?
Not Ed Sprague. Good guess. He did bat from the left side, but obviously as a third baseman, he would throw it from the right.
Well, sure.
Can
I get an era?
Rookie of the year.
What?
In 2002.
For what team?
For the Blue Jays.
For the Blue Jays?
Played until 2013. He was a 2000s man. Hit 24 bombs as a rookie. Stole 13 bases.
Oh, man.
Career 249 hitter. Career 137 home runs.
Not Tony Bautista.
Not Tony Bautista.
This guy, no, he's way too
50
good.
Home runs.
Yeah, way too good.
He did
Which
make,
Sox team was he on?
He did make $22.35 million.
Okay. Well, it's definitely not
in
Tony
his big
Bautista
league
there.
Career.
He's rookie of the year in 02. Hang on.
Played with the Red Sox in, it looks like, part of 06 and 07. But he only played 115 total games with the Red Sox.
Okay.
Played most of his career with Toronto, followed by Atlanta.
Not Frank Catalanato.
Not Frank, professional hitter Frank Catalanato. No, not him. Text line has it.
Text line, don't do that
text
to
line
us.
Has it.
Does YouTube chat have it?
That's such small font. I can't begin to tell you if they have it. I don't think so.
The fact we're not getting a rookie of the year, this is bad.
Rookie of the year, no two. Might have been his best year.
He was a rookie of the year and played for the Red Sox and, like, the whole AL East.
Yep.
We don't have it.
And then he had a 20 home run season in 08 as well. Lefty stick.
It's not Butch Husky.
Well, no.
Am I close?
But he was a little Husky himself.
He was a Husky fella.
Yeah.
I'm cheating and looking. You said text line has it?
Yep.
Adam Lind?
No.
Oh, no, Eric Hinsky.
He got it!
Damn, that's one we should have got.
Big Ski
Eric
was his name.
Wodinski?
Eric Hinsky we should have got.
Eric Hinsky. Two-time World Series winner, Eric Hinsky. One with the Red Sox in 07 and with the Yankees in 09.
He go with a chin strap or did he go with just the chin?
I think he had a nice goatee.
Patch. Yeah, is that what it was?
Might have been a nice little soul patch.
I think it might have been more than that.
I feel like he might have had some frosted tips, too. I feel like he's a fashionable man.
Yeah.
All right, Eric, that's a bad one.
Well, it was the early 2000s.
That's a good point.
Frosted tips.
That's a bad one. Point. That's one we should have got.
He dressed like Guy Fieri.
Oh, he was. He was huskier than I.
Yeah, he was husky.
Than I recall. Yeah, wow.
6'2", 235.
Yeah, he looked like by the time he was a Diamondback.
Does look like Kevin James a bit.
He does. By the he does a lot actually. Yeah. By the time he was a Diamondback, he had lost most of that moss on top. It looks like.
Yeah. No. Sure. Yeah.
That didn't go with him to Arizona. Well, it doesn't look like.
You play a sport where you wear a hat. You're all right.
That's a good point. Yeah. Okay, Eric Hinsky. I feel great shame not getting that one. That is the random ball player each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. Stay tuned. WEEI afternoons. You got heart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And you got Alex Cora coming your way about 40 minutes from now at 2:30. We'll also get you the clip du jour coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
All right, back around Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones, it is time for our clip du jour. Are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And good news, baseball fans and sci-fi fans, as robot umps will be taking over next season.
I do like your idea of having a real robot out there.
You're not going to argue with a robot, are you? You look pretty stupid arguing with a robot.
Could rip your head off or something like that. I mean, you don't even know what it's capable
of. Mind your business.
I know. Greg is worried about the robot uprising.
Could have laser eyes for all we know.
Could be where it starts.
Yeah, definitely.
The great umpire versus human moment of like 2030 sets off a whole robot uprising.
Right. Remember the 2033 World Series when the robots took over?
We could
start with a good movie, actually.
Ushering up.
That's
crap.
A great.
We shouldn't have said that out loud.
We've done too much.
What would you call
trademark it?
Copyright. Yeah. Copyright. Yeah, we copyright that.
What would you call it? Robot Ups the Revenge.
Baseball 3000. Yeah, right, that's good.
All right. That's if anybody
we're workshopping.
Yeah, if anybody wants to steal that, that's copyrighted.
We got the name now.
Oh,
it took us a minute to think about it. The name, First Glitch. Which
we did. Pseudo steal from the texter
was around it. We fine tuned it.
Seventh inning glitch,
which isn't enough.
Which
of a,
doesn't glitch.
So you
stretch.
Should use glitch based
first
on
first glitch.
First glitch in theaters this summer
in a world.
Yep,
where
robots
are umpires
calling balls and strikes.
First glitch.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Pretty good. They take over.
Right.
They ruin the World Series like Arnold Rothstein did in 1919.
And again, just in case anybody's thinking of stealing it.
Copyright.
We already yelled it. That's legally binding.
That counts.
Is what that is. Okay.
Very exciting.
That will do it for us. No crossover today, but it would be brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Visit the Nines Monday through Wednesday for their newest big deal meal, the Crispy Fried Twin Catch with North Atlantic Cod and Crispy Shrimp. Just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday. You gotta love the Nines. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. You got heart. You got Fitzy. You eventually have Ted. And you have the manager of the Red Sox, Alex Cora. Stay tuned for it. It's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.